Many sources predict that 40% of our workforce will be freelance in the coming years. I'm Shad Berner, Vice President of Business Development with the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. This is part two of my three-part series on workforce. The gig economy is changing the face of work in the U.S. Currently, about one-third of workers are doing part or all of their work from home. The number is expected to rise, and as I said at the top of the show, 40% of all workforce will likely be freelancers in the coming years. This means a few things. First and foremost, your business is no longer just competing for employees with other businesses in your community. More and more talented individuals will have opportunities to work for companies and live anywhere they want. I know several smart people living in our community who work remotely for companies outside the area. Another trend I hear a lot about is the changes that come with the millennial generation. There's a lot of information out there on this topic. For instance, it's reported that this generation has three times the number of narcissistic personality disorder diagnoses as the baby boomer generation. Conversely, though, this is the most educated and tech-savvy group of workers we've ever known. Bottom line is this: millennials now make up the largest portion of our workforce, and the things they value in the workplace are very different than those before them. We can argue about who is right and who is wrong, but time will give this win to the millennials. None of this is easy. Shortage of available workers, increased competitiveness for talent, changing views of work. Businesses are facing workforce challenges they never imagined. Next time, we will talk about what lies ahead. I'm Shad Berner. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.